قال الشيخ العلامة رحمه الله
قال الشيخ العلامة رحمه الله نعم
والكفارة في ذلك إطعام 60 مسكينا.
So we're talking about kafara. Before we talk about kafara, let's quickly wrap up what Ramadan is all about. Because when we spoke about Ramadan, we rushed a bit to look at rulings rather than looking at why and what. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 183, he said, يَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ. Alright, this verse is very important because anything that we do, we need to have a goal. We need to have a plan in front of us, right? Now, most often Muslims, when you talk about Ramadan, what comes in mind is different, okay? And because of that, we will borrow the language in Ta'lim al-Muta'allim, وَمَنْ أَخْطَأَ الطَّرِيقَ ضَلَّ. Whoever missed the way has gone astray. So if you miss the purpose of fasting, there's no way you will be able to work towards it. Most people, when you talk about fasting, they said Ramadan is there for poor people, for the people to feel what the poor people are feeling. Alright? It's not true. Allah did not say we should fast to feel what the poor people are feeling. And secondly, if it is true, then we are not working towards it. Because in Ramadan, most Muslim families, they have specific food that they eat. Apart from Ramadan, it's not common. So when Ramadan is coming, Muslims are more busy in starving food. Like, they will stock multiple type of food, special food that will be brought. A table that will normally have main meal and eat and drink water, maybe later have dessert, will have, you know, there will be samosa here, there will be this juice there, there will be this soup here, not talk about this chicken wings there. There are multiple food on the table. Okay? That's for iftar. And you said that you feeling what the poor people are feeling? Poor people have this sort of variety waiting for them. Why will they be poor then? So the concept of feeling what the poor people are feeling is not true. It has nothing to do with Islam anyway. Number two, some people said that when we fast in the month of Ramadan, what happens is we eat for 11 months and then we have a rest for a month. Lies. Most people put on weight in the month of Ramadan. All bellies that becomes big, it happens in the month of Ramadan, which means your bellies work more in Ramadan than any other month. So where is the excuse because we are resting for a month? Okay? You only miss one meal. That is what? Lunch. You have suhoor and you have iftar. The only thing you miss is one meal. But look at the preparation for that meal. You will eat more than 3 square meal just for iftar. So where is the resting of your system here? Number three, people say because even doctors said it's beneficial to us. Do we care about what the doctor said? Or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? So let's come back and look at the reason why we fast so that we can work towards it. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the purpose of fasting is for you to gain that piety. That is the reason behind fasting. Alright? So if you are told, if you work, you do this job, after 8 hours, you will be given $200. After the 8 hours, if you are not given the $200, it's two things. It's either you've not met the satisfactory of the job, or the person who gave you the job is just trying to take advantage of you, right? Do you think Allah will promise you and fail? No. Allah does not promise and fail. So when Allah said that when you fast, you will attain piety. After the first day of Ramadan, you ask yourself, what has changed in my life? If nothing has changed, there's a problem. Either you've not fasted properly, or there's something wrong with your intention. You are not even fasting at all. The second day, you have to check again. Keep accounting for yourself every single night of the month of Ramadan until you see that change. If there's no change, there's a problem. I'm going to take us to the journey so that we can understand what the problem is. Allah has made the promise. And of course, we know, إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Allah's promise is true. Allah will not fail His promise. When we fast, we will attain piety. Now let's start from knowing that we have left our food and water, not for anything, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is good intention. We're starting from there. Now the next thing is to ask ourselves, when you are fasting from morning till evening, you've not eaten at all. By evening, you come in the evening, just a cup of water, nothing else. Imagine the thirst in which you are and the hunger. That cup of water, please be sincere to yourself. If that is the only thing you got, how will you cherish that water? The joy, the happiness, the gratitude that you show just for that water means that going without water from morning till evening is a big deal. So you will appreciate that water. Are you with me? If you will appreciate that water, that will be the sense of gratitude, showing appreciation to the blessings of Allah upon you. Alright? The same thing applies to when you broke the fast and you had just a slice of bread. That is all that you got. The appreciation of that simple food is something else. This appreciation is what leads you to the taqwa that we're talking about. Because when you're so happy with this simple thing that Allah has given you, you thank Him for that. And Allah is saying, "La in shakartum, la azidannakum." When you show gratitude to our blessings towards you, we will add more. But when you come to iftar, there is juice, there's homemade karkade, you got some drink here, you got some this sort of, everything has been spread on the table to the extent you cannot even stretch. You have to ask, can you please pass that in? You have too much on the plate. Will you appreciate anything there? No. And that is the reason why most often, 90% you go to iftar, people waste food. We waste. So how can you get piety when Allah is saying regarding those who waste, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. In the month of Ramadan, when shaitan is considered to be chained, you are now becoming the brother of shaitan in wasting food when other people could not afford it. So when we're talking about when we fast, we attain the piety. It's as simple as this way. When we fast, the words that comes out of our mouth is part of the fasting. The language, the attitude, the behavior, the way we deal with one another is part of the faith. So when you fast, because what you need to understand is very clear, brothers and sisters, if you fast in the month of Ramadan, every single night you are assessing yourself and there is no change. If you fast in the month of Ramadan till the end of the Ramadan, and there is no change in your life, wallahi, no joke, you are heading yourself towards Jahannam. This is the hadith of the Prophet, no doubt about it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying one day, he was getting on the minbar, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and said, "Ya Rasulullah, anyone that lives to see his parents alive, or one of them, and his obedience to his parents did not lead to him to go to Jannah, may Allah curse him." Say Amin. The Prophet ﷺ said Amin. So imagine some of us who are disrespecting, talking back to our parents. How will you expect blessings from Allah when the people who bore you, you don't even see their value? And then the Prophet ﷺ said Amin again. What was it this time, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Jibreel alayhi salam said to me, anyone who lives to see Ramadan and did not take advantage of the month of Ramadan for Allah to forgive their sins, may Allah curse them. Say Amin. So if Allah promised you taqwa and you fast in the month of Ramadan, the first day nothing changed, the second day nothing changed, that tells you that something is wrong. Change your action and you get connection more so that you can attain the piety that Allah has promised. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You need to attain that. Now, The next thing is, when he said, I'm in the third time, he said, Ya Rasulullah, what was it this time? He said, Jibreel alayhi salam said, whoever my name was mentioned in front of him and did not say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah curse them. So now, when we say we're fasting in the month of Ramadan, we have the goal. The goal is to attain piety. When we talk about piety, what do we mean? We spoke about birr several times here. What do we mean by piety? Piety is when I woke up knowing that Allah can see me, knowing that Allah can hear me, knowing that Allah is alimun bidhati sudur. Whatever I even intend in my heart, Allah is all-knowing. Anything that I do, I ask myself the question, how will Allah feel about this? I don't need anyone to tell me, don't do it. Wherever I find myself, I know Allah is there. He can see me. I need to start asking myself that question. If I live a life where I am accountable for my actions and deeds, I'm looking at whatever I do, I question, is this good? Is Allah happy with it? The word that is coming out of my mouth, is this something that Allah approves? The actions that I take, if I put Allah in every aspect of my life, then we say that Iman is kicking in. Iman is now flourishing. So at that moment, if you go in the month of Ramadan, by the first day, second day, third day, you see that you are now accountable for your action. You are asking yourself, I have the option of sitting down 30 minutes, 1 hour to watch soccer or take the Quran and read. I have the choice. I have the choice to grab the mouse and play game or take my tasbih or this thing and do dhikr. I have a choice. Which one will be beneficial between myself and Allah? Which one is a waste of time? So if you try to keep this habit, you are always accountable for every action of yours. Iman is now kicking in. So at that moment we say your Ramadan is active. When Ramadan finishes, the same day Ramadan finished, you're going back to your old habit, forget it. You wasted your time for nothing. Because it's a training. If you can go 28 or 30 days doing good deeds, why can't you connect and continue after that? It means that you've not enjoyed the communication with Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, all the deeds of children of Adam is this, إِلَّا الصَّوْمَ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Fasting is mine. I'm the one who gives reward for fasting. Allah is saying that He is the one who is going to give you. Aren't you happy with your communication with Allah? Do you have problem having that sort of communication in the month of Ramadan? Is Ramadan restricting you from any happiness? Because there is no happiness than the happiness of your Lord. So if you don't see that in the month of Ramadan, wallahi, you are doomed. You need to enjoy that relationship, that connection, when there is no restriction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that when we open the doors of heavens, we lock the doors of Jahannam and chain shayateen. So no one can push you. If you see yourself disobeying Allah in the month of Ramadan, it's your habit. That's why we know, إِنَّ كَيْدَ شَيْطَانَ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Shaitan cannot wrap your hand and put you to do evil act. When you do it, it's something that you personally is interested in. Are we getting the point? So when we talk about Ramadan, the purpose has to be in front of us, working towards it. Everything that you do in the month of Ramadan, ask yourself, will this lead to taqwa? If there's no taqwa in, leave it, because the concept and the purpose of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So let's put that in mind. And then last week in our discussion, we made mention of مِنْ شُرُوتِ الصِّحَّةِ الصَّوْمِ تَرْكُ الْجِمَاعِ. Okay, as Allah said in the Quran, فَلَآنَ بَاشِرُوهُنَّ. Alright, so in the fasting, we need to avoid, or a person has to refrain from what? Intercourse in the daytime, that's all, not at night. Okay, so that is one of the conditions. So anyone who crossed this barrier, he has to do what we call kafara, which is expiation, 60 days in a chain, and also one day of that particular day that he fasts. Now, wal-akl wal-sharb, right? Yeah. And also eating and drinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that, kulu wa kulu wa shrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyad min al-khayt al-aswad min al-fajr thumma atimmu siyamu ila al-layl. Eating and drinking from iftar all the way till fajr. And at that moment, fasting starts. No eating and drinking till evening. Alright? So when you intentionally eat daytime, then kafara. Of course, 60 days, and then the day that you've broken. وَمَنْ فَعَلَ فَمَنْ فَعَلَ فِي نَهَارِ رَمَضَانَ شَيْئًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَعْوِيلٍ قَرِيبٍ. So whoever ate in the month of Ramadan, daytime, without any ta'wil, what means ta'wil means basically like ignorance or not knowing what they did, or maybe there's something that pushed them to eat, or forgetfulness, or falling intercourse with maybe another forgetfulness, or whatever might be the reason, then that would be just making up that day. If not, for kafara, they have to do kafara. Nah.
وَلَا جَهْلٍ فَلَيْهِ
الْقَضَاءُ وَلَا جَهْلٍ, or they did it out of ignorance. فَعَلَيْهِ الْقَضَاءُ وَالْكَفَّارَةُ. Then they have to make up qada, make up that day, والكفارة, and also make up the expiation of 60 days.
Yep. وَالْكَفَّارَةُ فِي ذَلِكَ إِطْعَامُ 60 مِسْكِينًا مُدًّا لِكُلِّ مِسْكِينٍ بِمُدِّ نَبِيٍّ.
مُدُّ النَّبِيِّ. وَالْكَفَّارَةُ فِي ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ إِطْعَامُ 60 مِسْكِينًا. So in this regard of breaking the fast intentionally in the month of Ramadan, what do you mean by expiation? 60 miskina, you have to itam, feed 6 poor people, and this feeding is muddun nabi. We have the cup that we measure our zakat with, and here if you take the cup off, we're looking at the medium of food in terms of price, which in our society here around $18, which means that $18 per day. If you have 60 days, it means 18 times 60.
Yep. Wahua afdalu.
That is not the only way of kafara. But huwa afdalu, because in Islam, it's always about taking care of others. So feeding the 60 poor people is more better, but there are other ways.
وَلَوْ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ بِإِدْقِ
رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَ أَوْ بِسْيَامِ شَهْرَيْنِ. Because apart from feeding 60 days, you can also decide to free a slave, or you fast for 60 days consecutively.
Yep.
Now,
وَمَا
وَصَلَ مِنْ غَيْرِ فَمٍ إِلَى الْحَلْقِ. Right?
Yep.
Whatever goes to the throat, not through the mouth.
Yep.
مِنْ أُذْنٍ, إِمَّا أذنين, from your ear, أَوْ عَيْنٍ, or from your eye, أَوْ عَنْفٍ, or from your nose. You put something or medicine in your eye or in your ear or in your nose, and then it got to your throat in the month of Ramadan, automatically the fasting of that day gone. Okay.
أو نحو ذلك.
All things of that nature. As long as it goes through your throat, fasting is gone for that day.
ولو كان بخورا فعليه القضاء فقط.
Even if it's بخور, even if it's perfume like burning incense, if it will go all the way down your throat, then that day the fasting is gone. But in this situation, عليه القضاء, you're only making up that day after Ramadan. No expiation.
ومثله البلغم.
And البلغم here we look at البلغم, we look الممكن طرحه, a flame that can be spit out. A flame that can be spit out, you intentionally swallowed it, then in this situation you also broke your fasting, but you only make up a day.
Yep. والغالب من المضمضة.
The same thing applies to a person who is performing wudu and then he just gargle water and lifting the head, and then water goes down. Alright? And also istinshaq, or when he's sniffing water in wudu,
yep,
he sniffs so hard that water goes down his throat. Both in this situation, fasting is gone. Alright? There's hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that encourages the companion to gargle water when it comes to wudu, and he said, illa fi sawm, unless if they are fasting. Which means if you are fasting, don't go that far.
What's siwak?
Siwak also chewing stick. If also the dust of chewing stick has gone down your throat, that will also mean that your fasting is gone. But in all this, it's only making up that day after Ramadan. So anything that goes in your stomach, we're not talking about your throat now. Even if it's an injection, if it has gone down your stomach but not through your throat.
وكذا من أكل بعد شكه في الفجر ليس عليه في جميع ذلك كله إلى القضاء.
So all this thing, and also a person who ate after Fajr by mistake in the month of Ramadan, with all this, is only making up that day but there's no kafara.
ولا يلزمه القضاء في غالب من الذباب او غبار او غبار يب طريق او دقيق او كيل جبس لصانعه.
Now a person who is just having a chat and then accidentally a fly enters the mouth, he swallowed without knowing, there's nothing wrong with that, fasting is still there. Or غبار الطريق or dust. All right? Yeah. Accidentally. In this situation, there's no problem. Or what we mean by kill gifts here is like this thing they make, this thing with board, yeah. Plasterboard, gibrock.
Yeah.
Okay? The dust that they use to, the powder they use to do the, this thing. If it goes inside for, it is your job, you're working with it, and you're mixing, and then the dust goes inside you, there's nothing, you don't need to worry about that.
ولا في حقنة من إحليل.
Oh, you have any injection for any other situation? Don't worry about that. Injection is allowed, but some scholars discourage it.
ولا في ذهن جائفة.
جافتين. Oh, fat, dry fat. You're working with the fat, and then the dry fat, it goes inside you because of working. Don't worry about it as well.
ويجوز للصائم
سواك في جميع نهاره. Okay, so a person who is fasting, any part of the day they can use siwak, they can brush their teeth any part of the day, as long as they're careful not to swallow anything, it's fine. Some people are saying that because of the hikaya of Musa alayhi salam, when he fasts and he was going for the miqat and he has to brush his teeth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to add 10 days. Because of that, they saying that if you're fasting, you can brush your teeth with toothbrush. Just don't put toothpaste because to avoid anything going down. But there's nothing wrong with that. Daytime, or if you are thirsty or dry, you can rinse your mouth or wet your head. There's nothing wrong with that. Wallahu a'lam. We stop here, inshallah, and take the questions that come so that next week, inshallah, we complete the last bit of it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Is there any question there?
نعم.
Yes.
In regards to kafara,
yeah.
So is it 60 days in chain and one day of fast he missed?
That is 61 days.
Yes. So is that in chain?
It is in chain.
Yep.
It has to be complete in chain. But that's why it says that to feed the poor people is more, is better than that.
Yep. If a woman finishes her menstruation, does she make up the previous days missed or just commence praying the prayer she found herself on?
Yeah, so if a woman finishes her menses, she just have to start the prayer that is in front of her. But it depends on the time when the menses started, and also depend the time when the menses stopped. When the menses started, if it happens to be, let's say, after Maghrib, let's say, like this time it started, all right? And then it ended whatever day. When she has ghusl, she'll make up the Isha of today, all right?
Yep.
And also depending on the time, if let's say it stops before Maghrib, when she had a shower, she'll make up Dhuhr and Asr of that day.
Yep.
Remember the Awqat al-Salat we made mention, those Mushtarakat al-Waqt, as long as this prayer is there, the other one is there. So because of that, if it stops, she should look at the timing and then make sure she make up the prayer of that time.
Yep. What's the most beloved deed to Allah to do in Ramadan?
The most beloved deed in general is Salat in time. Alright? Any other thing we should look at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It's good to recite Quran, it's good to do dhikr, it's also good to feed the needy and help the poor. So all these good deeds are there. Whatever you are comfortable with, do that. Most especially, those that you can do at any given time, wherever you find yourself, like the dhikr and stuff like that.
Yep. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa sheikh from Richly Sea. Wa alaikum salam. The one who is in insulin in, dependent,
yeah.
Diabetes,
yeah.
Will his psalm still stand?
So the fasting of that person is in between. If the person can fast, they should try. If they can't, they should stop fully, and they will be in the group of a woman who is breastfeeding, or a woman who is pregnant, or an old person who cannot fast, and they will be in the same group, which means that if they cannot fast because they need the energy at certain time and they have to go with the insulin, they should just stop the fasting fully and then always feed.
Yep.
Now,
could you recap the water passing through the throat whilst getting water?
Just if a person is gargling and then the water passes the throat, fasting is gone. They will make it up. Even though they are not allowed to eat anything, they will make it up after Ramadan. But they cannot eat after that.
Yep.
Now,
Jazakallah khair. Yep. Jazakallah khair. Yep.
Okay, so
we're done, inshallah.
All right, inshallah. So we